What's going on, everybody? This is Patriot Underground. So before we begin the show tonight, I just want to say a few words on behalf of patriotswitch.com/patriotunderground. You see the web address right on your screen. This is an amazing company, folks. I want to urge everybody to click the link in the description and check this out. This is an amazing opportunity to reallocate your financial resources with all of your spiritual and political values, folks. These are great products that are made right here in America. Top quality. This company has a 90%+ retention rate for a good reason. They have amazing products, amazing customer service. And most importantly, you'll sleep better at night knowing that you made the switch along with 2 million other Americans and growing every single day, folks. This is a financial revolution in the making. We have the power to completely upend the traditional big box system. And I do believe that Patriot Switch is a huge step in the right direction. It is a no-brainer. We're talking about a purchase that you're going to make regardless whether you do it with the good guys or whether you do it with the bad guys is up to you. But I urge everyone, once again, please click the link in the description. It is worth your while. PatriotSwitch.com. I wouldn't steer you wrong, folks. All right, everyone. Enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is April 19th, 2023. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So today, I'm going to provide a situation analysis report, and there is a lot to talk about. We're going to get into the worldwide awakening, all the different moving pieces in this incredible 5D chess game, this military sting operation. And we're going to talk about all the indicators that we are indeed on the right track, despite the optics that the deep state is continuing to gaslight the public with. The evidence is just mounting every single day that good things are happening. We are moving in the direction of liberating this entire planet from the most wicked and depraved evil that the world has ever seen. And even though there is a lot of frustration, there's a lot of anger, there is a lot of disillusion, we have to remember that this is all a part of the enemy's strategy to try to divide and conquer us, and we can simply never allow that to happen. Now, I do believe that the vast majority of my audience is right there with me, and every time I come on here and I do a situation analysis report and I provide an update for folks, I always try to paint a picture to give everyone the real truth beneath the surface. Now, obviously, there are an enormous amount of questions that are going to continue to loom throughout this entire process. As long as this storm takes, there is going to be fog of war. There are going to be many different mysteries that are going to have to be unraveled, many questions that demand answers, but that does not negate the fact that we are undoubtedly, and I would say, based upon all the evidence out there, based upon everything that we're seeing on social media, on mainstream media, and alternative media, everything is pointing in the direction of the liberation of humanity from this Khazarian mafia, from this cabal. And we're going to talk about the various different examples of that today. Now, when you look around the world, it's absolutely undeniable that people are waking up. Now, here in America, depending upon where you live, depending upon your daily surroundings, you might get a very different sense about what's happening in the world. But then again, we always have to remember that our basic view of the world, that our basic perception, when we're talking on sort of a societal scale, even though the mainstream media has lost an enormous amount of credibility, they still are being allowed to set the narrative by the white hats in order to continually wake people up. And I do believe that this is happening. And when you look at the entire planet right now and you see the uprisings that are happening, the massive demonstrations that are happening, the clashes with police. The other day, I posted a video, or I shared a video, I should say, on my Telegram of people in India actually burning down 5G towers. I saw an absolutely incredible picture, an aerial photo of a massive number of people in Prague who came out for an anti-government rally and demonstration. We obviously have talked about what's happening in France. We've talked a lot about what's happening in Israel, and you can just go on and on and on, and you can list all of these countries, and you can have a whole different conversation about each one, about what's happening, the internal politics. But basically, folks, inside of each country, some of the details might be slightly different, but the overall concept is the same. The people have woken up to the fact that it's the government, it's the elites that are the actual enemy. It's not we the people. It's not here in America that we have enemies in other countries and other countries look at us as the enemy. This has been the historical pattern that the cabal has always followed. They've always been able to successfully get humanity to divide itself and ultimately conquer itself so that they can be in a position to dominate and control all the resources, all the wealth. And of course, they do that by controlling all of the information and all of the money. And when you really examine the White Hat strategy, this is exactly what they've been going after. They've been targeting the sources of the cabal's power. Because when you look at it from a simple numbers perspective, and I think everyone out there pretty much understands this, but it's worth repeating. When you look at the numbers, to say that we, the people, and not just here in America, but all over the world, outnumber the cabal is about the biggest understatement that you could conjure up. The fact of the matter is, folks, is that we dwarf them in terms of numbers, in terms of population, in terms of manpower. There's no possible way that they could confront us in a traditional kinetic battle and in a traditional type of war. They've always known that in order for them to conquer humanity, they need to engineer humanity to conquer itself. And when I look around the world and I see how all of the people are coming together, despite all of their differences, I mean, let's face it, folks, if you think that every single person that's come out to the streets in France, and I have to say, the French people, I salute you, because, I mean, they are absolutely setting the example for the rest of the world. And there have been other examples, other countries all throughout Europe that have done this. But the point here is, if you think that all of those people are in lockstep agreement about every single political issue, about every social issue, about every religious or spiritual issue, if you think that they don't have divisions in France, in Italy, in Prague, in all of these different countries around the world, you're kidding yourself. Of course they have divisions. Of course they have differences. But what they're starting to do, what the people all over the world, as the result of this White Hat operation, that is, again, a worldwide military alliance, the people are now recognizing, like never before, that the real enemy is not who they've traditionally thought. And they've started to put their differences aside. They've started to unify. And this is exactly what I've been talking about in my recent episodes, how important it is for we the people to put our differences aside and to unite against this common enemy. And when I see this happening, I just get a really, really good sense and a really great feeling spiritually. I get uplifted by this. I feel this electrified state of consciousness that just propels me forward and just makes me want to continue this fight because I see that we are winning. Does it frustrate me that we're not seeing more of this here in America? Absolutely. But I think in a lot of ways, the United States has taken some of the worst of the cabal's enemy attacks. That's not to suggest that other countries haven't, but in terms of the MKUltra programming, in terms of the social engineering, in terms of the tribalism that they've created here culturally, they've completely divided this country, I think, at levels that weren't even possible in other countries due to the cultural fabric and the framework of who these people are. But here in America, we have been deeply, deeply manipulated, and it's taking a lot longer than any of us want it to. But still, folks, at the end of the day, nothing can stop what's coming. Throughout all this delay, throughout all of the different avenues that we've had to travel down, all the peaks and valleys that we've experienced together, we have to admit, if we're being honest with ourselves and with each other, that we are undoubtedly moving in the direction of liberating this entire planet and elevating the consciousness and really freeing up the consciousness of humanity for us to come together and to build this incredible new world, to start this golden age. And when I wake up every single morning and I look at the news and I analyze everything that's going on, I'm always left with that feeling that, yes, there's a lot of confusion. Yes, there's some questions about, well, why did this happen? Why did that happen? And we have to unravel these things. That's one level of analysis. But when you really scroll out, you zoom out, and you take a macro view, you look at the 40,000-foot view of what's happening to humanity as a whole, and what's happening to the elites of the deep state, the cabal, and you see how much desperation they must be in order to be doing the things that they're doing, well, to me, that's proof that there is, in fact, a positive, and I would argue a divinely inspired force behind the scenes, the ghosts in the machine, who are making all of this happen. And we've talked about this in an enormous amount of detail. We're going to do that again tonight, but I think it's very important to lead off with this. A sort of wave of optimism is what I'm feeling. And I know that some people out there don't necessarily share those sentiments with me on a daily basis, but that's part of the reason that you tune in, because you know that I'm going to point out certain things. I'm going to connect certain dots, hopefully, and give you a sense of why I truly believe that nothing can stop what's coming. Now, you may recall on an earlier report, I talked about this whole investigation that was happening into the CCP infiltrating and actually creating their own government, undeclared government police stations in New York City. And now it's actually come out. It was just the other day that there were two New York residents that were arrested, and they were charged with doing exactly that. And so we're seeing all of this play out, all of the infiltration, specifically by the CCP, into America and into our different levers of power. And I do believe that this is all part of the disclosure process. We have an enormous amount of CCP assets who are here in America right at this very moment. I think several of them are underground. They're awaiting orders for certain aspects of this kinetic operation to unfold. And I do think that when we get to the EBS scenario, that is inevitable. This is part of the kinetic fighting that we're going to see occur right here on U.S. soil. Now, again, I don't believe for a second that we're going to fall into a civil war type of scenario. I think that's what the deep state was trying to engineer. Of course, they had it all set up. We already know, and we're going to talk in more detail about the Bidens and their being on the CCP payroll and what the whole plan was, that they were going to engineer all of these different false flags in order to bring the people to a state of civil war. And then they were going to have the UN, primarily CCP troops, come in and quote unquote stabilize the country. That Biden was planning on ceding all of our law enforcement and military sovereignty to this unelected, unaccountable bureaucracy. And they were going to come in here. Of course, they're already here, but they were going to emerge as the quote unquote saviors to prevent the civil war from breaking out. And of course, in this process, they were also going to round up all the patriots. They were going to round up anybody in the military that's loyal to Trump and loyal to the Republic. This was their plan. And the White Hats always knew that this was their plan. And so what we're seeing play out now, and I think this is going to steadily increase, are more and more stories about how the CCP had become deeply embedded in virtually every aspect of our society. And this is going to lead to major revelations, of course, about how high up the food chain this goes. And it's going to expose the entire deep state system and how the Chinese had essentially bought off all of our leadership and were in partnership to bring down this country, and that this was ultimately their plan. And this is just yet another example that we see playing out in the mainstream and alternative media, in virtually every aspect of information that's coming out right now. We see the same theme over and over again, which is the infiltration is being exposed. The disclosure process is accelerating, and more and more and more is coming out, And what's super exciting, folks, is that all of these different stories are interconnected. You don't necessarily see the connection on the surface, but this is exactly why you tune into my show and others like it, because once you start to really analyze and get into the real stories, the real analysis, the real intelligence that's coming out, you understand that everything that's happening right now is designed for one specific reason: to bring everything that's been hidden in the darkness into the light. That's exactly what this is all about. I remember I did my first show 2 years ago, and that was the thumbnail on my very first podcast, From Dark to Light. And even though this has been a frustrating process for all of us, we can't deny that that's exactly what's happening. Everything that was hidden is now emerging. It's becoming a part of the public narrative, of the mainstream conversation. And by the way, a lot of people out there were kind of scratching their head when the news came out yesterday about Fox News settling their lawsuit with Dominion. But I would remind everybody that very recently, I mean, Donald Trump has been all over Fox News lately. And he pointed out just a few days ago that Fox News is going to be in very big trouble if they do not expose the truth about the cheating in the 2020 election. He went on to say that they should do what's right for America. And he said, when Rupert Murdoch says that there was no cheating, in light of the massive proof that there was, it's ridiculous and very harmful to the Fox case. He absolutely is spot on. And I think what he's doing is communicating to all of us that this entire story, everything that we're seeing on the surface, is part of this pantomime. You have to remember, folks, that Fox is kind of been between a rock and a hard place. And I think that they've been maneuvered into this position by the White Hats. I mean, we've seen some pretty incredible information come out on Fox, especially through Tucker Carlson, who I happen to believe, and I think most people are in agreement out there, that he has sort of a separate contract with Fox that allows him a lot more leeway, shall we say, in terms of the information that he puts out there. But Fox News has put out a lot of really truthful information, and at the same time, they were also instrumental in the 2020 election theft. And so I think this is a classic example of the mainstream media having to choose a lane. And it's also, I think, very much an indication that we are still involved actively in a war, where there are certain variables that could go either way, in either direction. But I think that Fox News specifically has been maneuvered into a situation where they really didn't have much choice as far as the Dominion case goes. Now, they put out truthful information about what Dominion was really up to, but I think that what they're afraid of is certain elements of their involvement coming out in court. And that's why I think that Dominion went ahead and sued Fox, because they knew that Rupert Murdoch and Fox ultimately would back off when it came to the final moments before this trial actually went before a jury. And that's exactly, according to the information that was released just the other day, that's exactly what happened. They were just about to start this trial, and they came up with a last-second settlement. I think it was for $784.5 million to stop this from moving forward. And I think that this was essentially a panic move by Fox in the final moments when they realized that they were going to be massively exposed in this process, that even though they may have been in the right in terms of reporting on what Dominion was really up to, Dominion could then turn around and say, well, you were deeply involved in this as well. In essence, it's kind of like the Hillary Clinton arrogance that, you know, if I go down, that everybody else is going to go down with me. And I think that the White Hats knew that this whole scenario was going to unfold this way, and they kind of allowed this. It's very similar or consistent with the concept that you've heard me talk so much about, which is game theory. Knowing that these rats, essentially, you got the rats in Dominion, you got the rats over at Fox, you've got all of these different individuals who are tied up in this evil system who are now in a position where they're basically going after each other. and they're tearing each other apart. They're fighting with each other. And I think the White Hats are allowing this to play out in the public space so that everybody can see the corruption. And everyone can kind of look at this situation and scratch their head and say, gee, I wonder why, you know, Fox decided that they were going to back off. Why not move ahead with this trial? Why not go ahead and expose everything that Dominion was up to? And by the way, I think they were going to get there, but I don't think that this justice, and I've said this right from the beginning, that we're not going to get justice from the Justice Department. We're not going to have justice within the civilian apparatus. We need military tribunals. And the way to get to military tribunals is to consistently deny and blunt the process of getting justice in the civilian system. And that's exactly what's happening. And this is another example of all of this corruption and collusion being put on full display. And let's also not forget to consider the possibility as well that this is a money laundering maneuver, that Dominion is essentially in bed with Fox, and that this entire case could just be, like we've seen over and over again, a ploy to shift money from one tentacle of the cabal to another. And let's not forget, we've also got an election cycle coming up. So Dominion certainly could use the extra funds, couldn't they? And if Fox is directly involved and in bed with Dominion, or at least certain elements of Fox, well, it makes a lot of sense. So I think there are a lot of different possibilities to consider here between Fox and Dominion. But when you've got Trump making so many public statements about Fox and about this case, and then you see the capitulation in the final moments, it becomes more and more obvious inside the minds of the masses that these two entities are actually working together, and that it appears that Fox has chosen a lane and that they've chosen the wrong one. That doesn't mean that everybody at Fox is involved in all of this corruption. And no doubt the biggest example is Tucker Carlson of White Hats, who are indeed putting out the truth at that network, and yet they've chosen to continue their allegiance to the cabal. And certainly when you've got somebody like Rupert Murdoch at the helm, who is deeply compromised, deeply corrupted, I think that they've been trying to flip him, and they've been putting him in a position where he has to make a decision about which direction he wants to go. And I think this case is a very important bellwether in that sense. I think that what's going to happen moving forward now is that we're going to see Fox, just like so many of the other mainstream networks, start swirling down the toilet bowl even faster. Because if they're not going to present the facts, and they're not going to actually stand behind the facts, as Trump is saying, then basically they've aligned themselves with the enemy. He gave them the option. He said, just tell everybody the truth and good things will happen. The election of 2020 was rigged and it was stolen. You know it. And so does everybody else. And I think he's absolutely right, folks. Even though people aren't out there vocal and, you know, protesting in the streets, and I think probably January 6th has the impact that that left is a big part of the reason that that's not happening here in America. The fact is that we have a silent majority that's growing with every passing day that needs to become unsilent. And that's, of course, something that I think we're going to see heat up as circumstances continue to escalate. But one way or another, Trump is pointing out that we have a majority of people, and I would say a vast majority of people in this country, who know that that election was stolen. And they've now seen where Fox has basically capitulated. They've aligned themselves with Dominion, even though, of course, it appears as if they're adversaries on the surface. We know that's not the way this really works. So I think the White Hats have been trying to get Fox to do the right thing, to try to maneuver Rupert Murdoch into the position of actually siding with them and telling the truth. And this case is a major bellwether. But again, when you look at the big picture here, folks, we're not going to get to justice, actual real justice and real truth and real reconciliation, until this mainstream media monster is brought down. And I think this is just yet another nail in their coffin. Now, I understand that it doesn't appear that way on the surface. It looks as if Dominion had this big win. And of course, the mainstream media is trying to spin that whole narrative that, oh, well, Fox is just, you know, promoting all of these conspiracy theories and and on and on and on. But the fact is, folks, is that this is falling on deaf ears. People are seeing that the corruption is just everywhere. Everybody knows the election was stolen. So when the mainstream media comes out and they try to present this narrative that we're over here in the fringe and that Fox is promoting all of these conspiracy theories about the election, when in the court of public opinion, we've already won that argument, especially when you think about how many people voted for Trump, what is that really doing? Is that really helping them? Is that really strengthening their position? Or is it actually weakening them? Because the more they double down on the lies and triple down and quadruple down, the more they maneuver to insulate themselves, regardless of the optics of how they do it, the public is becoming increasingly conscious of the collusion, the deception, the gaslighting. They're becoming aware of who the enemy really is. And yes, like I said in the beginning of the show, there's still a lot of question marks in terms of how this complex knot is going to get untied and all of the different truths that are going to come out and who's playing for what side. There are a lot of questions that still remain. But again, you have to sift through all of that. And you have to realize that what's really at play here, folks, is the court of public opinion versus what the mainstream media is saying and promoting, the narrative that they're putting out. And by every metric, despite the optics and despite what appears to be on the surface, as we always say, you scratch that veneer just a little bit and you can see what's going on. You can see the truth is actually getting out into the world, and it's affecting people. It's affecting their hearts and their minds, and eventually it reaches a certain tipping point. And like I said, this tipping point has already been reached in other parts of the world. And we're a little bit behind here in America. You might even say we're well behind here in America, but I think that in the coming months, that is going to change. And there are so many different elements of disclosure that could set America off that it kind of makes your head spin. The problem is that I think the white hats have still decided, I don't know if it's a problem necessarily, but the tactic that they've decided upon and committed themselves to is to a slow roll, organic unfolding of events and allowing the deep state to make their moves and then counter each and every one of them. That's, I think, part of the frustration that goes along with this whole game theory strategy, because what it involves is it involves the white hats waiting for the enemy to make their move. And so in a sense, they're kind of taking their hand off the wheel as far as the timeline go, or maybe I should say not so much their hand off the wheel, but their foot off the accelerator in terms of how fast we progress and how fast we move in terms of the timeline. But nevertheless, folks, the white hats are in control because, again, everything that the cabal does, every move that they make further exposes the depths of their depravity and the depths of their corruption. And throughout this entire process, as we've become accustomed to, the white hats are continually communicating with us, the patriots, to let us know what's really going on. You know, I mentioned the story about the arrest of the two men for setting up a quote-unquote Chinese police station in New York, and they charged 34 Chinese public security officials for their involvement in a campaign to monitor and harass U.S.-based dissidents. 34. We just got through talking about the Law of War Manual, Chapter 3, Section 4, Jus in Bello. And I talked all about how this is essentially the White Hats sending a message to the deep state that now that they've made their move against Trump, that we are actively engaged in hostilities and they need to follow the law of war, specifically in terms of proportionality, in terms of minimizing the effect of these hostilities against innocent parties, against civilians. So the number 34, I mean, it just continually shows up over and over and over again. We've had not that specific number, but, you know, back when we were talking about Chapter 11, Section 3. We kept seeing references to 11 and 3. The White Hats are always communicating through the numbers to let us know what's really going on. I think it's absolutely fascinating because the rest of the world, of the unawakened population, they don't pick up on these things. But we've gotten to a point now where the numbers just jump right out at us, and we realize that we're being communicated with. They're letting us know that this is a part of the process of exposure. And this is all leading to the eye of the storm, and that everything that they're doing, Trump and the White Hats are following the Department of Defense Law of War Manual to the letter. They're doing everything by the book. And that tells you folks, once again, that justice is coming, but it's not coming by way of the civilian courts. The civilian system is entirely too corrupt. Now, obviously, we're seeing good things happen as a result of these congressional investigations, and I'm going to touch upon that more in a moment. We're going to talk a little bit about Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I've mentioned in previous episodes, becoming very, very important to this overall process. But the idea, folks, is that the results of the last election have enabled these congressional investigations to begin. And while I don't see them leading to justice, like I was just saying, I do see them leading to military tribunals. This is why I believe that when the White Hats were using AI to game this entire process out, to war game everything, to all these different strategies, and you've heard Juan O'Savin mention this as well, one of the things that they absolutely knew had to happen in order for us to arrive at checkmate was they had to get control of the House of Representatives so that they could launch all these investigations, not with the expectation that we're going to see the civilian system actually do the right thing. I mean, heck, we've seen a couple examples of that, but for the most part, we continually see justice denied. We continually see everything moving in the direction that it should be, and yet we're getting stonewalled every single time it appears as if we're about to arrive at justice, or at least it appears that we're moving in that general direction. Something happens to derail that. And I think that's really the whole point here, is to point out, I mean, again, I don't think that the White Hats are really operating in the sphere, shall we say, of criminal justice within our civilian justice system. I think that they gave up on that strategy of trying to go that route a long time ago because the swamp is just too deep, it's too far, it's too wide. And they realized that the only way to actually get there was through military tribunals. But you can't just jump right to military tribunals. You have to have a period of awakening. You have to have a period where information makes its way out into the public consciousness. And how do you do that? Well, you seize certain beachheads. You have certain key strategic victories, like Trump's victory in 2016 that put him into office, that enabled this entire process, the whole framework for continuity of government, for a shadow government, for the devolution process, for all of his executive orders, for all of the actions that he took to defund the cabal's illicit revenue streams, to take action where it needed to be taken in order to get the ball rolling. And then, of course, in 2022, with the elections, like I just pointed out, the strategy was not to completely take over in terms of, you know, both houses of Congress and so forth. They realized that that probably wasn't going to happen. But what they needed to do was they needed to focus their resources on getting the big prize, which was the House of Representatives, so that they could launch all of these investigations and have it be tried in the court of public opinion. This is something that's absolutely vital to understand. The White Hats could care less about what happens in our civilian courts. They already know where this is headed. This is all a pantomime. It's all a movie. They know that at the end of the day, this is going to be a military tribunal situation. In fact, there have already been individuals out there who have been tried, as we know. There have already been individuals out there who have been executed by the military. Can we prove it at this point? No. But certainly, there's a lot of intel circulating. There's a lot of evidence that points us in that direction. I'm not going to get into all of it. I've already done it. But the point here is the White Hats have always known exactly where this is headed. Military tribunals, but you need to get there by changing the nature of the public conversation. In order to do that, you seize control of the information dispensing mechanisms and platforms that have basically been used to move us in the opposite direction, to control all the information. And now we're seeing, just with every passing day, more and more and more and more information that is damning to the cabal is coming out, and it's being tried in the court of public opinion. It's the hearts and the minds and the consciousness of we the people that matter the most, folks. It's not about this corrupt and evil system. It's basically just being allowed to burn itself down at this point. It's being allowed to use up all of its ammunition to basically erase whatever credibility it has left. And once that confidence is completely gone, there's a direct parallel to the unification of the people that has to happen in order for that confidence on a wide scale to reach that low level, but basically where there's no confidence left at all. And the people are unified against the establishment, just like we're seeing in all these other parts of the world. Does it take time? Yes. Is it frustrating? Absolutely. But can we honestly say that good things are not happening? That when you look at it, like I said, from a macro sense, that we are indeed heading in the right direction. We also had the SEC come out and charge yet another cryptocurrency exchange in another major bellwether of where cryptocurrency as a whole is headed. So the crypto exchange Bittrex and its CEO were charged with operating an unregistered securities exchange. And I do believe that there are going to be more platforms that continue to fall. And I've said on multiple different occasions, folks, that I do believe while there are certain elements of cryptocurrency, and I talked about this the other day with Richard, citizen journalist, I do think that there are, like XRP, XLM, there are certain digital currencies that are in existence right now that I think are going to provide a very key service in terms of the quantum financial system. But this whole operation to shift all of our fiat currency into a digital currency, into crypto, and then ultimately have there be a CBDC type of a rollout, this is all part of the cabal strategy to consolidate their wealth and basically to eliminate our financial sovereignty, what little we had left. I mean, with cash, you still have some element of anonymity. But we know that their entire aim was to create a system where there's no anonymity, and furthermore, that they could use their control over the currency to basically do whatever they wanted socially and politically, to tie it in with these social credit scores. And then, of course, once they get, this is not where they're going to get, but this was their plan. Once they got their CBDC and they locked it in place, I mean, that was pretty much going to be a scenario where we were never going to get out of that situation unless we actually got involved in a kinetic fight and brought down the government. And we could see, you know, where they've tried beta testing this type of scenario, that's exactly what's happened. That's what happened in Kazakhstan not too long ago. I mean, when you cut off people's money supply, you cut off their ability to be able to provide for their basic needs, for their food, their water. I mean, folks, that's just lighting a fuse. And, you know, it's really only a matter of days, if that, before society completely crumbles. And we know that this was exactly their plan. And this is why Trump's first term and his executive orders and this whole concept of devolution, this controlled demolition, was so absolutely vital to this overall process, so that it could put these safeguards in place that no matter what the cabal did, no matter what move they decided to make, it was going to ultimately come back and boomerang against them. And that's exactly what we're seeing happen over and over and over again. And so we see this geopolitical restructuring happening right now, and it's continuing. Every single day, we're finding out about the BRICS alliance basically getting stronger. It just came out that China is now ready to facilitate Middle Eastern peace talks. Remember, it used to be the United States that would be involved in those types of talks. Now it looks like China, and certainly I think Russia to a certain extent, but China optically is taking the lead. We see the Middle East, a place that's completely, I mean, it's been a war-torn area of the world for as long as we can remember. And the Middle Eastern Arab countries are now starting to unify. They're starting to come together. The Muslim world, we're seeing the same thing in the African nations. Now that the cabal has been kicked out, essentially, with the help of the Russians and the Chinese, these African leaders are now starting to come together and unify as well. It's absolutely incredible to see this restructuring and the isolation of the cabal. And that's really what's continuing to happen. That's what's driving so much of their panic, is they're realizing that more and more of the nations of the world are joining the BRICS countries. They're joining the BRICS alliance. There's more intel coming out that's suggesting that the United States can't even wage war, much less win a war against China or Russia. This is starting to become a really dire situation. In fact, it already is a dire situation for them. And that's why they're doing everything that they possibly can to try to push the U.S. and its allies into a hot war with Russia and China. But again, they don't really control the true aspects, the key aspects of the military in order to make that happen. All of the big guns are in white hat control. And of course, we also know that Donald Trump is our commander in chief, and he is aligned with Putin and with Xi Jinping behind the scenes, and that everything that's happening to isolate the cabal was planned a long time ago. And of course, all along the way, like I talked about a little earlier, the exposure just continues to accelerate. For example, it just came out that the United Nations actually believes that children may consent to sex with adults. And this comes from their principles on consensual sexual conduct. They said, quote, "Moreover, sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum age to consent to sex may be consensual, in fact, if not law." I mean, if that doesn't make your stomach turn, folks, I don't know what does. They're literally coming out in their official publications. And by the way, this is nothing new. This has been happening now for quite some time, but it's getting more and more overt and brazen. They are putting this stuff out there for everybody to see. Do I think the white hats are behind this to a large extent? Absolutely. This is part of the awakening process. But they're trying to not just normalize pedophilia, they're trying to move to legalize pedophilia. And that just shows you the sickness, the depravity that we're dealing with. And I know that everyone out there in my audience is well-versed in this, but you know, it's truly incredible. It's one thing when you dig into these rabbit holes and you start to discover what's going on underground and in these satanic ritual abuse scenarios that we've heard so much about, these practices, I should say, not scenarios, but this evil behavior. It's one thing when you really have to dig for it to find it. But when the UN is putting out statements saying basically, yeah, pedophilia is a good thing, you really think that that's not waking people up? You really think that that's not making people sick and having the effect that the white hats want it to have, which is to wake up the entire population? See, I think what the cabal had intended was that they were going to roll all of this out, the normalization of pedophilia, the legalization of it. They were going to do all of this, but they were also going to do it under a very different scenario that we have going on in the world right now. See, the world is turning against them, and they weren't planning on rolling out all of the elements of their agenda like this until we had been completely subdued, until we had gotten to a point where we could no longer fight back against them. And that's where all of these, you know, false flag events, all of these plandemics, this is exactly what they had planned to do, is that once they got us to a position where we could no longer bid defiance, when they got us on our knees, this is when they were going to roll out all of their hardcore Satanism and try to make this a modern Babylon, basically, and to legalize all of their depravity. And what the white hats, of course, have done, yet another example, is that they have forced them to accelerate their agenda, because it's not like the deep state had a plan B, a plan C, a plan D. They had one plan. And while they had perhaps different avenues and tactics in order to get us there, their plan has always been the same, which is to completely depopulate, to kill people off, and to roll out an evil augmented by AI and, of course, robots and all of this technology to such a degree that humanity would never, ever be able to break free. And the more time went on, the more deep the levels of our enslavement would become. And this is exactly the pantomime that we're seeing happen right now. None of this is going to come to pass, folks. This is intended to wake people up, to get people to a point where they finally understand who the real enemy is. And when you've got the UN coming out and promoting pedophilia, well, I talked about the court of public opinion, folks. Everyone out there can have their own viewpoints in terms of the overall goodness of humanity. But I happen to believe that a vast, vast, vast majority, 90 plus percent of people out there actually are sickened by what they're doing to our children, are sickened by this, even a statement like that should make you enraged. And I do believe that that is the character of most of the world. And that's why we are seeing the world on the verge of revolution, really, in multiple different areas. And it's only going to increase the more time goes on. And yes, it's frustrating that we're not seeing Americans react to this more forcefully and powerfully. But I do believe that we are indeed moving in that direction. There's only so much that people are going to put up with. There's only so much that they're going to take. And I do believe also that once all of this disclosure catches up with the plan, basically, to have this controlled demolition of the economy, and like I said, and people can't get access to their funds, I think that is going to be the point where we really are on the cusp of a revolutionary war. Not a civil war, but a revolutionary war. And that, I do believe, is the point where the military is going to step in. And there's also, of course, the ticking time bomb, which is this whole economic controlled demolition that can only be put off for so long. So I think there's two different elements, the organic awakening of the consciousness of humanity, but also, of course, there's, like I said, there's this economic situation that can only be sustained for so long before the system just breaks. And that is, I think, really kind of where we're at in terms of what we're waiting for. But we also have, throughout this entire process, we're seeing more and more treasure troves of evidence and disclosure appear with every passing day. It just came out that there were six more members of Biden's family that directly benefited from Hunter Biden's shady deals. And Republicans are now saying that nine relatives, including Haley and Joe's brother Jim, were part of the quote-unquote enterprise that generated an exorbitant amount of cash. And then you couple that with Marjorie Taylor Greene, who came out, she just put out a video talking of, and I shared this, by the way, on my Telegram page, that the Biden crime family participated in human trafficking by soliciting prostitutes from the United States and abroad in countries like Russia and Ukraine. And of course, we know that this is just the tip of the iceberg, but Marjorie Taylor Greene is fully read in terms of the white hat strategy to expose the Biden's connection to human trafficking. We're now starting to see that come out. This is an entire crime enterprise, folks, that goes far beyond Joe Biden and his family. We all know that. But what's happening inside of these oversight investigations, I think, is much bigger than any one of us can really fully understand at this point. I think that because we still have the mainstream media playing interference, and we still have this sort of slow process, even though it's sped up quite a bit from where it was, a slow process of revealing all of these investigations and what's actually going on behind closed doors, but it's getting out there. And this is the whole idea, folks. This is a truly epic time right now. Think about it. You have, I mean, even if you want to look at the scenario and take it at face value, so you've got Joe Biden, who's in office, and you've got his basic control, supposedly, over the government, and yet, and of course the mainstream media, one would think, and yet, despite that, despite the fact that the Patriots and Donald Trump and all of us, according to the optics that are being set by the mainstream media, are losing, and that we're being discredited, and we're being, you know, Donald Trump has been indicted and all of these things. Despite all of those things, we still have an incredible amount, a historical amount of information that's coming out about the cabal at the very same time. We have investigations into Google. We have investigations into, certainly tied in with Epstein and J.P. Morgan. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Jamie Dimon in just a moment, but I'm going to talk a little bit about Elon Musk. And this is where, yet again, Elon is playing, the actor who's playing Elon, I should say, is contributing to this white hat, red pill initiative, probably more so than anybody out there right now. He went on Tucker Carlson, and he said that Google co-founder Larry Page didn't take AI seriously and wanted to create a digital god. And of course, this comes after Sergey Brin, who was the other co-founder. I've talked about him on recent episodes, after he's been subpoenaed in the Epstein-related case in the Virgin Islands. So we've got all of this information. See how the whole AI conversation is tied in? It's tied into Google. It's tied into Epstein. It's tied in to the financial system. All of these things are interrelated. And Jamie Dimon, who I just mentioned a moment ago, Q the Storm Rider, yet again, put out some key intel regarding this whole Epstein involvement. And he talked about how Jamie Dimon is basically the most powerful banker on Wall Street. And by virtue of that, of course, he's connected to the CIA. Of course, he's connected to the World Bank. Of course, he's connected to Jeffrey Epstein and the intelligence communities. He is a central figure in terms of how the deep state took control of the world. Now, you got to understand, folks, the Epstein lawsuits in the Virgin Islands are connected to Jamie Dimon on a very intimate level. And his subpoena is absolutely vital to the Epstein case. He's one of the most powerful men in the world, along with Sergey Brin, who reportedly is singing like a canary. So in these lawsuits that are now coming out of the Virgin Islands, it's confirming that J.P. Morgan allowed Epstein to run sex trafficking networks through their banking system, that Jamie Dimon was aware of exactly what was going on, and that he has ties to the cabal, the CIA, the Mossad, the deep state system at every single level. And this also involves Leslie Wexner, who owned Victoria's Secret and Bath and Body Works and several other companies. We're now starting to find out that Leslie Wexner hired Jeffrey Epstein as his financial manager. I think it was sometime back in the 80s, and their relationship continued all the way up until, I think, somewhere around 2006 or 7, but that this individual had a very close relationship with Epstein, and that he was one of the main clients of Epstein's money management firm. And this, by the way, came out of Bloomberg. And so Leslie Wexner allowed Epstein to run his business out of a house that he owned and he resided in while he was the CEO of Victoria's Secret. And Leslie Wexner is one of the two men who placed Jamie Dimon into a position of power at J.P. Morgan. And so Leslie Wexner, along with the help of the Crown family, merged Bank One with J.P. Morgan and placed Jamie Dimon into power. And so all of the backdoor deals, all of the incestuous relationships of the cabal behind the scenes, I mean, I could go into this and get into the weeds with you, but honestly, folks, the big picture here is that what's really going on with the Epstein case and with J.P. Morgan and Jamie Dimon is that they're pulling all of these different threads and they're exposing where the real collusion actually occurred, and that it was Jamie Dimon who was put in this position of power by the intelligence agencies, who of course are run by the cabal, by the families, in order to fully dominate their economic debt prison and to basically control things behind the scenes. And of course, this is all tied in to the pedophilia. It's all tied into the human trafficking. And all of these different pieces are coming together. The power of Jamie Dimon and how J.P. Morgan and the deep state who of course are connected to Epstein, were able to harness all of the resources of the intelligence community and then ultimately create this system that was really run by Robert Maxwell. And then, of course, subsequently, his daughter Ghislaine Maxwell came into the picture to create Epstein as the front man of this operation. But basically, all of these different intelligence and blackmail operations were coordinated together behind the scenes. And they were intended, of course, to capture U.S. generals, commanders, and anybody who was going to be a threat to the deep state system, and of course, the world fiat money system and the laundering system that it enabled them to keep this propped up, as we're starting to find out. So all of these different threads are connected. Crypto, money laundering, pedophilia. It just goes on and on and on. And of course, to the bottom of this deep, disgusting rabbit hole, where the depths of this Satanism and depravity are so horrific that they're hard to even discuss. And this is where we're at right now, folks. The world is being introduced to this occult system. They're being educated as to how all these different players work together and collude together. And this is going to be, over the next few months, I believe, the most explosive time in all of human history as these details continue to emerge. People are starting to become aware that this ties into the Vatican and how the Vatican created the world's first intelligence agencies and how those intelligence agencies that infiltrated all the different nation states created the fiat system, the world banking system. And once that system was put in place, of course, they needed a way to blackmail. They needed a way to entrap people, to control them, to be able to keep this money laundering system going, this illegal criminal enterprise. Everything is coming full circle. This fiat system that is collapsing, of course, is connected to J.P. Morgan, and J.P. Morgan is connected to Epstein, and Epstein is connected to the military intelligence communities. And of course, they're connected to the social media companies, and they're connected to DARPA operations, and they're connected to Big Pharma. All of these different dots are connected, and they're all crumbling, folks. Trust me when I tell you, this is exactly where we are supposed to be at this very moment in history. And I'm telling you unequivocally that at the end of all of this, as we go through the eye of the storm, which I don't believe is very far off, we are going to see an entirely new understanding of our experience on this planet that's going to be shared by all of humanity. People are coming together and unifying like never before, folks, and it's only going to get more and more intense. And yes, it's going to be a scary time as we go through all of this, and nobody can predict exactly how this is going to unfold, whether or not we're going to be able to get to the next presidential election without having military intervention certainly is something that's up for debate. But I happen to believe that there's a strong possibility that we're not going to make it. You heard me talk about this with Dr. Scott Young not too long ago and several other of my very well-informed guests. I don't think there's anybody out there whom I've talked to who believes that, given the nature of where we're at right now and how many things are coming out and the rapid exposure of the deep state, the dissolution of their entire power structure, that we're going to be able to make it to the next election cycle with the status quo being what it is. And I think probably the biggest factor there is the economic one, because it's a mathematical certainty that this entire charade is going to come crashing down. The only question is how long can it be propped up, and how many more moves does the deep state have to make that the white hats are waiting for them to make in order for us to arrive at checkmate? But I happen to believe we are very, very close, folks. But like I've always said, no matter what, as long as they don't cross certain red lines, as long as they don't put boots on the ground and start arresting patriots, as long as they don't try to take our children, try to take our guns, try to take away our basic ability to live our lives, once they do that, if they do that, that's a total game changer. And I'm going to continue to say that because I understand that, you know, people are feeling that. People are feeling that sense of anxiety, that sense of pressure that, you know, that this could possibly be something that we might have to resort to force in certain scenarios in order to maintain our basic freedom. And so and by the way, I'm right there with you. I don't shy away from that for one second. There's a reason that we have weapons. There's a reason that we have a Second Amendment. And we are not going to allow our country to fall into full-blown tyranny. We are not going to allow patriots to be arrested and shipped off to camps. I mean, I don't care what the scenario is. I don't care what the rationale is. If this were to be some part of the plan, I mean, to me, that's where I draw the line. And I say, this is not part of the plan anymore. And we need to take matters into our own hands if we ever got to that point. But I don't believe that we are going to get to that point. In fact, like I've said many times, if we were going to have to go down that road to fight for our freedom in a kinetic way, then I do believe we would already have been in that situation. I think that it's very, very easy to see that this is the truth behind that, that we never would have been able to make it to this point in a relative state of peace where the white hat's not really in control behind the scenes. And so spiritually, folks, I am completely grounded right now. I am completely confident, and I am completely rock solid in my trust of this plan. And hopefully after listening today, you share my sentiments and you're excited for what comes next. Now, obviously, folks, it's going to be a wild ride. We have to buckle up. We have to unify. We have to come together. We have to continue to have these conversations to continue to make the most sense as we possibly can out of all of this information and sift through the fog of war together. But it's my honor to be in this position, to have you as listeners, to be a focal point, to have a platform where people can come together and to continue this process of the Great Awakening. I love each and every one of you folks. Keep the faith, trust the plan, God wins. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Please take a moment to hit that like button if you did. And like I mentioned earlier, make sure you're following me on the different platforms I'm on, BitChute, Rumble, Podbean, and now I'm posting on Odyssey as well. I'll leave links in the description for all of those different platforms. In terms of social media, I'm on Truth Social and I'm on Telegram. You'll see the links in the description. So take a moment to follow me on those platforms. Also, I want to mention, folks, there are several different ways for people to support my work. I always talk about my merch store, which is patriotunderground.shop. I have great selection there of t-shirts, of hoodies, of hats, of water bottles, beer mugs, stickers, you name it. Very cool. Eagle logo. I have the traditional logo as well, the Patriot Underground logo. Very affordably priced, very high quality. And overall, I've gotten great, great reviews from the audience. So take a moment, folks, to go to patriotunderground.shop and pick up an item or two to support me. Also, you can do that by becoming a patron. And I talked about, I think, on my last coffee chat that I'm now going to be offering once a month. I'm going to be doing Patriot Underground chats, is what I'm calling them. And these are just informal Zoom meetings for all of my patrons. And these are not going to be recorded. It's basically just providing a platform for everybody to come together, to talk with one another, to ask me questions. And this is going to be for patrons only. Again, you don't have to make a big donation. Heck, you can even, you know, pledge a dollar a month if you want to be a part of the Patriot Underground chats. Just gives me an opportunity to support my work in the direction ultimately that I'm headed or where I want to go, which is in terms of full-time podcasting. And it gives people, I think, a little bit of an added bonus of becoming a patron in addition to getting access to all of my content first. But I also want to mention for those folks out there who aren't in a position, who can't, you know, afford to make a monthly donation, who can't afford to make a purchase, all of my content, all of my podcasting content, my interviews, my coffee chats are always going to be free. You have my word on that. I'm never going to change that, but I wanted to offer something a little bit more to my patrons and to incentivize folks to support me more in that area. And finally, folks, before I leave you today, I just want to remind everybody to make sure to check out patriotswitch.com/patriotunderground. There is a link right in the description. Now, before I started the video today, you heard me talk about Patriot Switch. You've heard me talk about them multiple different times. This is a great company, folks. And the people that have made the switch, a vast majority of them end up staying with this company. And there's a reason for that. Now, I talk about the ideological reasons, which I think are the most important, the fact that we're defunding the cabal, the fact that we're supporting American jobs, the fact that we're basically beginning to construct our own parallel economy. That's what got me involved. But quite frankly, if I'm being realistic about it, what keeps me involved and what keeps me as a member of Patriot Switch is the quality of the products, is the customer service. If these things weren't in place, then certainly I don't think a platform like this, I don't think a business like this would succeed long term. And that's exactly what has happened. They're going up toe-to-toe against the big box conglomerates, and they have more than a 90, they have like a 90 plus percent retention rate of their customers. And that speaks volumes, folks. These are the best products out there that you're going to find. These are products that you're going to spend money on anyway. You're going to need your deodorant, your toothpaste, your hand lotion, your cleaning products for your house. And of course, that goes well beyond that. They also offer essential oils. They offer the best supplements that you can buy. And not only that, they're now starting to get into the beef industry, and they're providing the best steaks that you can buy. And so as time goes on, what Patriot Switch is doing is they're building their business. They're giving patriots out there more and more opportunities to shop with the good guys. And I think we're going to see more and more of this, not just from Patriot Switch, but from other companies as well, who are realizing that there is a massive cultural shift going on and that people want to reallocate their financial resources to align with their politics, with their spiritual values. That's what this is all about. And the best part, like I said, is that you don't have to compromise quality. You get the best of what's out there, folks. PatriotSwitch.com/Patriot Underground. Click the link today and start your journey, folks. You will not be disappointed. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I will be back soon with another report. I've got Jesse Zaboder coming back on Friday for another follow-up. Very excited about that conversation. So until then, folks, God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.